中国人的苦不味。So the third is, be angry. There's a proper time to be angry. But don't be angry and sin, and don't harbor that for a long period of time. Now I obviously have already put my hand for you. I'm saying, I think the last of this, I think that's for the other 50 weeks, if that was to be. There's no language to it. I think that's what it says. I think we as Christians need to have righteous indignation. You can't have malicious anger. Paul talks about that in the same passage that he read. You certainly can't have an uncontrolled temper. But I think there are times when you get angry. Christ, I believe, was angry in the temple. Because he saw the abuse of the house of prayer, the house of worship. He saw them making merchandise and doing things that could never have been done before. And the scripture says that God is angry with the wicked every day. Now, I understand God has the right to do things that I don't necessarily have the right to do. So I'm not trying to put myself in God's place. But I think that is a place for anger. I hope that every one of you gets really angry when you see pornography put up on the television, on the internet, in places, public places, where children are happy. I hope that really makes you angry. I hope it makes you angry enough to be willing to do something about it. Because it is going to affect your family. It's going to affect your relationship. I hope that you get really angry at adultery, at divorce, at the abuse of children, at abortion. I hope those things really make you angry. Why? Because they're so contrary to the Word of God. And because as Christians, they're so repulsive to it. They fight against everything that you believe and stand for and respond. I hope you get angry. Drugs and alcohol, especially with children. You pawned off on them, getting them to eat. I put that in here. Because those are the things that cut away from the foundation of the belief of our family and of our community. All right, Jerry's going to come. He's going to take the public section as a matter of communication.
We believe the Bible says in communication is sure because there is a biblical principle of communication. I've heard this spoken to you about being truthful and about there being a time for anger. And I'd like to read a few verses. And again, we have the scripture written out for us so that we don't have to be. But as it says, we're going to be looking at, first of all, at verses 2 and 3. He completed covenant and judgment. He painted, bearing with one another in love. Made every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. And then verse 3. Instead of thinking in the wrong way, Paul says, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. He says we will become mature Christians. We will resemble our Heavenly Father. This is going to be the new program, however, in all foods, we can go up in the room, 20% of each time. And then again, looking at those 20%, do not let any unwholesome thoughts come out of your mind, but only what is helpful to blending other thoughts according to their views, that it may benefit those who listen. Another scriptural principle for communication is do something good. It's written in the book of the Psalms, Psalm 19, verse 14, that we became on this quote for you. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is the Psalm of prayer. And he's saying, Lord, I want what I say to be pleasing to you. And then this is going to be my actions come to the point of communication is already to me. And so the psalmist backs up and says, I want the meditation of my heart. What I'm thinking too much, and what I'm thinking too much, it is true to me. But that is the truth. What is good in the world? It is good in the world. And that's why scriptural principles are very important. It's so important. But that is what is good in the world. We're going to look at two scenarios and consider how we might respond with open words or otherwise in each of these scenarios. We're going to look at an exasperated mother with her child in grocery store, that's going to happen in my experience, that will just theoretically be similar. And then we're going to look at a second scenario. An exasperated spouse regarding a job undone by the other party of the couple. It could be if the wife has passed the husband with a new boss, and there is a feeling of confidence in him, and he can't get to do that. It could be that the husband has gone out to do certain for the wife. That's the one in the child that says, I'll get you, I'll get your shirt out of the way. Go to the closet and get ready to be ready. That's the first thing that you can do. Take it out. There we go. And do it. It could be that the wife asked the husband, would you please speak to his mind about the food? The woman's terrible news. I talked to him at the interview that we do need to do this. It's been several days, it's been weeks. Dad's never gotten around to speak to Johnny yet. And so it looks like his dad is okay. His dad had a name, his mom, or his mother. And so mom is irritated. It could be that he didn't go to class to me and he had to leave class. Whatever, one spouse is exasperated with another. Now, before we consider these scenarios, let's just get a handle on the relationship. What is there? Well, the more justified I see it, the more justified I see it. The more justified I feel in my anger, the more justified I feel in reaching the end of my patience, the more justified I feel in reaching the end of my patience, that's the most important thing. We see a year long. We have a right to say so. We have a right to be angry about it. We have a right to get a that's our code. That's our human citizenship code. And it's a gift to the elected because it matters. Both, we have a choice. We can either react my way, the easy way, and that is attack the other person's motives, the other person's character, with unwholesome words. And that's the easy way. That's just automatically bounce out of the God's single amazing. Or, we can choose God's way, we can choose, do not let any unholy attack. Oh, you see, I thought that meant like swearing, taking the word good and game. Well, it doesn't say it. But it also has to do with you taking such research into yourself and in your past. We have a choice between the easy way of unwholesome words, my way, my faithful way, or God's way, which takes really clearly to make you calm, make you friendly. Holding in the ladies, it's inclusive. None of which I can afford to do. I have a fix that doesn't have to be to do. So it seems wholesomely effective. And what do you think to say in this 21? What is helpful for building others up according to their needs and what would benefit them? Okay. Let's look at the scenario of the mother's relationship. We'll pretend none of us is better for the relationship. I'm going to go to stop it. And on the one aisle, I'm going to say, yes, there's a mother. And up and down the aisle, this delivery escalates. Because when I was almost to step out, I thought this was too much. If you don't stop doing this, stop it! You're always grabbing and pushing. What's going to be all along the mother's neck? If you do that again, I'm going to take you out of the seat. Don't do that. Put that down. It is just a different life. What's going to be like saying to you? Look at that little boy over there. Look how nice you're doing to you. You are really being a miserable brat. If you don't stop right now, I'm going to take them off. The mother has reached her exasperation point. She is just spewing out her anger, bringing it in tension. According to the spiritual principle, she is physically rallying. Okay. What could the mother have done with her son to make it with the magic and the emotional reason? You know that you're starting to get there, and you know some of the things you say off. It's just crazy. You're a bunch of them like you love, but you're crazy. So, you just say something called for life, and maybe times, and then you're hungry, and you've been out a while, mommy's been shopping a long time, and then you get home, and you're not even good. You could help to build the child up and say, this is you, a good helper, you're such a good helper, you were a good helper yesterday when you did such a good help. Remember, it's something you found here. Meet the need of the child. Go to the gentleman and ask him. Those are easy solutions. If you stop them with a person and you help your child, rather than call from the past. There may be one who will have the one experience. It's not going to be the one. Even if you remove the whole of the world, and you try to remove the truth, remove the first of that, and take the time to try to place, and you can close the mouth. You might even have to do the stop in the middle of the world. You can even have to do it. But the character is not important when you talk to each other. Scenario number two, use that phrase about 100 feet about 2 feet around the about 50 feet. The husband, the wife has asked the husband, the dad,
Let's
you can put on your subject proposal. You work for them, because it makes you feel good. You let off steam. You feel desperate to present your argument. And you don't want to listen to the other person's side. You want to interrupt to answer the other person's argument. And please do not forget that first before you forget your excellent rebuttal. What happens when you're not willing to listen even in your anger? You only retreat the impatience and the anger. Notice the progression in verse. Listen, speak, and anger. You break the listen, love, and speak, and love. Another time, it's difficult to do the listening and the listening. Remember the next time. I'm speaking generally. I got much less calls than you do today. So if I talk, you can't get to my phone. What do you do with this? I'm really sorry, but I'm busy. Why is it that when you're busy, you might even be in a public place, you can do it in a public place. You don't really keep questions, but you try. Like, how come things are spending time with you? I had my friend who was here. Or, where did the baby come from? And you think, that's a very good question. I'm just looking at that. What do you do? When your child needs to talk and you're watching, you're looking at the kitchen, and you're leaving, and you're leaning against the counter, and the person will interact. If I have to give it here, sometimes I stop what I'm doing. Sometimes I say, I'm just going to use a sweet counter, and I'm going to sit over here and do this, and have a conversation. When you do, what do you do? I would suggest that you would take that last prayer to your heavenly Father for your son. After all of more important things and programs. I say that, and at the same time I have to say sometimes there are commitments that you have to do, and you must be faithful. And so you may not be able to stop. Determined by some mystery, if you can usually plan another time and make a definite appointment. Let's look at the time testing relationship where you may be. Water must have to be in the room. I'm not going to be here. And that's fine. Of course, our sons are seeing this was something mother and dad were not ashamed of. This was something that mother and daddy were designed to get. And so it was a plan. But it was a bit of a plan. If it is a guy, there are emergencies. So, if you're busy with another person, when I was busy with that piano, and this is a good group for that lesson, I hope that some of the time that someone's talking on the phone is the lesson that's coming to notice that I can't meet many people in while I'm talking to them. But So I have a simple prayer with my son on the phone. I entire community to talk about it. So I'm going to do things to you. Ask God to see you. Maybe it is his mind. Talking on the phone and doing your work in the kitchen. You may be able to do that. You may be able to combine. Talking with a family member and doing ironing. I remember hearing this story of a very wise, aged mother who used to set up a little center when her daughter was very young, set up a center child center. What an angel. And she and her daughter would spend several hours, and she can go to the room all right. Ironing, and of course the little ones, you know, the same to the motion. But what did they do when they were on the moon? They touched the moon. They touched the moon. They touched the moon. Mother asked the little moon. Mother asked the little moon. And as that girl grew up, in fact, it was that girl who was going to be the moon. She said, the time came when we both had new hires for the moon. When it happened, my mother was the man. And it was over the iron board that we got most of our weakness, beauty, and strength. God was with me, creating, and suffering with the beauty. But we have a prayer for the moon. How about claiming for the moon? Make lifting a priority. Think so. Make it a priority. You might say this, but when I have time, my spouse or my child doesn't always want to talk that speech. And I'm going to give you some things that work for us. And you may have to talk in a pump a little bit. You know what I mean by trying to pump? In the olden days, you had to pour some water back into the pump before you could get it going to draw the water up. And that was called priming the pump. And so you always save a little bit of water to pour back in. So then you started pumping in to get the water to continue to flow. All right. You might have to try to pump a little bit. After it's down, following the meal, it's a good time to talk. Your blood sugar levels are up. You're thinking more clearly. The other person has their full tummy in a down talk. Another favorite time is a talk. You can say for this class, you know the element, and you haven't felt free to open up to you. You can come right out, but sometimes that we need to do some closer to you. Involved with what I was talking about, this book I had read on prayer, and was returning how excited I was about it, and what a blessing it was. He said, no, no, that year is had it. But it's a time of giving a background of then your child and your spouse were going to do this big talk tonight to the others of his back. It's a time when the other spouse is, you know, a young mother, that. You're doing something for me. You're talking to me. You are demonstrating by your actions, as well as by your words, how much you're doing for me. You seem to be carrying a load for me that you want to carry for me. And when you get to me, I will say, give your whole self to it, you can all talk. Now, this is strange. We already discussed that we have it kind of, sometimes we have to be teachers of the church. When you have friends that are in your parents' shop, what do you mean by that? I contact the most important person. Because these are people who are mothers to the younger sisters, your child stays in your hands and says, look at me. I'm talking to you. Have you ever done that? Good. Why? Because the child is always saying, if you're believing something. But if you're looking right at me, eye to eye, then you're pretty stupid. So we say the eyes are the windows of control. And we have that. If you have a family of a when it comes to yourself, some of the fine things that are on that for your children. And your husband, it has very fine things in him. And he's really, it's not first on his list of priorities to listen to your child. He likes to tell you about him. But if he talks about it, you're going to be different. Because that's a lot. And if you're a person, your spouse or your child is more than so God tells us to be impulsive, to be a good listener, to not plan when the time has to be planned, and to also plan the time to be planned. In this passage, along with every form of the world, we can back to each other. Encouraging and compassionate to one another, towards giving to each other, love to each other, God to each other. See, I just realized what he's done with me. I don't see that. But that means Christ only forgives you for the things I've done. He died on the cross. For all the things that he said, for all the things that I forget, yes, and for all those things I believe in. And we are to forgive each other just as he did. And then it comes to the end of the day, reckless words, fierce struggle for been talking about a list of deadly weapons designed to attack on as reckless birds. A fierce dragon sword that can come to life is human. And you can probably add more to this. The first thing I'm going to talk about is generalization. You say to somebody, you're able, so you communicate to your child. You never pick out the garbage when you're communicating. You always forget it when it's pulling over again. And sometimes you have to get angry. They want to do something. And you will say, everybody else has to be except me. These are generalizations. They are they are untrue, they are irritating, your demands, they are inconsistent. Why? When you do this generalization, when you tell your husband, you're always doing this, he's a rid of. When you say always, the first thing he does when you're not listening to what somebody says to you, you think about all the time where he remembers the fact that and so he's immediately, instead of there being any communication in the world, he's thinking how to justify himself and to make his so generalization is just these deadly weapons destroy weakness. Another deadly weapon, I say, is consumers. Instead of saying to yourself, I ask to talk to John about things that we're doing. Why don't you do it? And then to your neighbor, we already mentioned, to get someone to help you with the task, you know. The husband could be the same way. My husband asked me, I'm going to be sure that I could take something. You know, you really have that better. So, how about your child? I thought I was going to start reading. I say they have what I call common. They have a right to speak. Hello! And I answered, here's my story.
Jump down on the floor again. Puppy!
So I said, I like my feet.
I said, puppy, I like my feet.
And so I finally realized what was going on. So he was just dragging the boys about all the circumstances. He was reaching out. He was helping. 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 Okay. Sarcasm. We've already spoken about sarcasm at the beginning of the message. Sarcasm is a deadly weapon. Some of us are more aggressive than others. Children do not use the sarcasm. They have concerning disease, so we learn to use sarcasm. Quite sarcasm is a kind of that means. It's ugly, it's abused, and it's just a mess. Sarcasm springs from sympathy that we have. And sympathy is being a sympathetic emotion. So I get sarcastic when I judge another person's things. I get sarcastic. They are all one line, left line, you take the pieces. That happens in the street. It's really like, and I call it real water here in the word. You're talking to somebody. They're open to communication to show you need not to do. I thought he's going to give him a hug and his breath. That is the second individual. And that's the contact that he's done with me. He sees the problem with the truth. Being clever in the truth gives us a perverse taste. And another deadly weapon is to do. Not being busy. What you're preceding, in what you're feeling, what you're fighting, what you're thinking, what you're feeling. What you call your startling baby talk about some of the things you've done in your kids, which is what you're doing. The preceding is talking about a school crisis or a lesson copy. You can call it that a lot. That's the child's mind. You're teenagers talking about your options, new characters, sports activities, the first order of health, and you're thinking, here we go again. What is that important to your teenagers? Interested in your child, interested in your child. Learn more about what your affected child is doing, and you can learn more about your child. Learn more about what it is to your child. Communicate on your child's level, or they will not be disappointed. Communicate on your spouse's level, or they will not be disappointed. After all, the truth is that we just disappointed. And then I would say the last deadly weapon that I have on my list is to get in the story. Some of us, when we get out of the talk to you. Others of us get out of the meeting. We have to be listening to them. We have to be listening to them. We have to be listening to them. So you will see that if you forget what the child is up to you, and you can see both in the same way. Both are going to be And communicate that to the action, then you just take that to the station. And let me say, you have a choice of using your way to communicate your physical issues. You justify the fear of your anger, your physical pain, your guilt of your patience. You justify the fear of your issues. But God is to be mentioned in the past to build up the beauty. God is to be the beauty. God is